Summer is almost here. Kids are getting out of school, and the warm weather makes it tough to stay in an office all day. AAA says about 67 million Americans are planning summer trips, and about half of those will be road trips. But airlines are expecting a record number of passengers this summer. Some 257.4 million people will fly on U.S. airlines between June 1st and August 31st. Now, some places will be crowded. Last year, the National Park Service counted over 318 million visitors. And in the most popular parks, summer crowds can cause traffic jams on roads and hiking trails. Then, of course, there are crowded international destinations like the top city for tourism in Europe. That would be Paris, where the Louvre Museum closed its doors for a day last week due to overcrowding. But there are places that are further from the beaten path. And joining us now with some of those is Alexander Howard, who's a senior editor at the travel guide Lonely Planet. Alex, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And first of all, what should people be thinking about when it comes to summer travel?
Well, you know, there's a lot of great destinations here in the U.S., and increasingly it's easier for U.S. travelers to get abroad. There are newer flights to Europe that make exploring that continent even better. So the options are really wide open.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of your suggestions for where people should go, and let's start with some of the domestic destinations. I see that Arkansas is on your list, just the whole state of Arkansas?
Yeah, the whole state. It's really a kind of a fascinating state. It's for the one thing, it's a great place to explore the outdoors. In the northern part of the state, of course, it has the Ozark Mountains, and a good entry point there is the Ozark Highlands Trail. Mm-hmm. And there's a bike trail that links Little Rock to surrounding communities with an 88-mile loop. It's called the Arkansas River Trail System. And the capital itself is great because it's got a fantastic restaurant and beer scene, and it's all kind of confined into a really tiny town.
And the Clinton Presidential Library right there on the river in Little Rock.
Of course, must-see highlight.
And of course, there's been flooding along the Arkansas River in Little Rock this week, so keep that in mind. Another place on your list in the middle of the country is Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Green Bay is it's great this summer because it's the 100th anniversary of the Green Bay Packers. And there's going to be all sorts of celebrations and events this summer and running through the official anniversary on August 11th. And there's been a lot of development downtown, especially around the stadium itself. This place called Title Town, which has a large park and a public plaza and a lot of restaurants and shops to check out.
Black Hills, South Dakota. This is one of the only states I've never been to in the United States, but I would love to go. And why Black Hills?
Well, yeah, South Dakota is great in general, but a lot of people know the Black Hills, you know, for the presidents that are carved in the mountainside at Mount Rushmore. But there's a lot of other things to do in the area. The massive Crazy Horse Memorial is an interesting counterpoint to Mount Rushmore. The Black Hills National Forest has dozens of places to go camping, and you can sleep among the pines and then go hiking first thing in the morning. And one of my favorite events during the summer is the annual Buffalo Roundup at Custer State Park. This is where a lot of cowboys and cowgirls get on horseback and round up the buffalo herd, which is one of the world's largest.
You've also got on this list the Finger Lakes in New York. I know that every time I fly out to Chicago, I fly right over the Finger Lakes, and they're so cool to look at from the air. What are they like on the ground?
Well, yeah, they're known for the beautiful rolling hills and the long, slender lakes. But the area's wine region is really getting the recognition that I think it deserves, finally. There's some great wine trails around Cayuga Lake and Seneca Lake. But there's also these really cool small towns like Skaneateles, which is this nice main street lined with indie cafes and restaurants.
You've got one on here that is not in the United States, but it is in North America. That would be Nova Scotia in Canada.
Yeah, Nova Scotia really shines during the summer. The provincial capital, Halifax, has kind of come into its own with a fantastic food and drink scene. There's an increasing number of summer festivals like the Halifax Jazz Festival. But elsewhere in the province, there are places like the Cabot Trail, which is an excellent road trip, one of my favorites in North America. The road winds around these coastal mountains, and there's tons of stops for viewpoints and hiking trails. And then finally, you know, the summer is whale watching season. You can get in a boat and go check out the Atlantic pilot or minke whales. So it's a really cool place to visit during the summer.
Do you just get, as a person who works for Lonely Planet, to just travel to all these places and check out all the sites?
I do as often as they'll let me out of the office. Yeah, it's a great job for the travel perks. But yeah, we've got a good pool of writers who also tell us what's new and hip around the world too.
Well, let's get to some of your international destinations. One of them is Valle de Bravo in Mexico. Where is that?
Yeah, Valle de Bravo is kind of a relatively unknown destination for most U.S. travelers. It's just west of Mexico City, and it's this really pretty lakeside town with these cobblestone streets and well-preserved colonial buildings. Previously, it was the vacation home to a lot of Mexico City's elites, but there's been an increasing number of hotels and Airbnbs that have made it more accessible for the rest of us. And you can, you know, it's right next to this lake, so there's great water sports activities and paragliding and that sort of thing.
Slovenia is on your list, which is the home of the First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump.
That's true. Slovenia, I like during the summer because it really captures a lot of the best parts of Europe. It's got this historic, laid-back capital, Ljubljana, and there are elsewhere these alpine peaks and pristine lakes. One of my favorite photographic spots is called Lake Bled, which is known for its 17th century church that's sitting right atop an island in the center of this lake. It's just beautiful.
Another one on your list of foreign destinations is one that I've been to. It's a beautiful city, Copenhagen in Denmark. And what I remember about it, in addition to some of the sights and the food, which is phenomenal, is that in the airport, it's like wood floors around the whole airport, which I couldn't believe. But I guess it's Denmark. Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, Copenhagen topped our number one city in our annual best in travel list. And it really is because it's kind of the undisputed cool kid of the region, right? It's it's known for its design. And you can see it in these like tiny, super hip clothing labels or, you know, as you mentioned, the world famous design and furniture and lighting shops. But of course, the food scene is great. It's got 15 Michelin starred restaurants like Noma, which has recently moved into a new location that features an urban farm. So it's a really interesting, dynamic city that we're excited to talk about.
I went to Noma once because a friend of mine got a reservation, and he told me that the way that he was able to get the reservation was to book a table of eight and get seven people to go with him because can't get a two-top at Noma.
Right. I'm sure if you get a reservation, it wouldn't be hard finding seven people to go with you.
Exactly. Northumberland National Park in the UK is on your list. Where is that?
Yeah, that's halfway between London and Edinburgh. And often it's just sort of a glance as you're taking the train between those two cities. But it's really worth a stop because it's if you stick around, you'll find this land of castles and dark sky reserves. In fact, there's more castles per square mile than anywhere else in Britain because it's kind of right between Scotland and England. One of them, Anwick Castle, was actually a stand-in for Hogwarts in the Harry Potter movies. So any Harry Potter fans can go check that out.
Okay, and the last one that we have to talk about. Now, this is a far one. This would take a long time to get to, and that is Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
Yeah, Kuala Lumpur is great just, you know, any time of year, really. It's a feast for the senses. There's historic monuments, giant skyscrapers, these huge shopping malls, and an incredible street food scene. And it's the whole city is a fascinating mix of Malay and Chinese and Indian communities. Some of the can't-miss experiences are going to the top of the Petronas Towers, which I did a couple of years ago, or checking out the Islamic Arts Museum and, you know, snacking on the street food vendors around a market called Jalan Alor.
Okay, so thank you for picking all of those, and we'll put them all up at hereandnow.org. But I want to ask you, Alexander Howard, if you could be transported to anywhere in the world tomorrow for a vacation, where would you go?
Well, my wife and I are actually going to Rome here in just a week. So I'm about to be transported to my next exciting destination. We're going to fly into Rome and then go down to Naples and the Amalfi Coast, which isn't quite a surprising destination, but we're really looking forward to it.
Well, and there is really no better food country on earth than Italy.
That's right. And you got the history and all the great sights. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, have a great time on your trip. And thank you for bringing us some of your selections. For people who want to travel either domestically or internationally this summer, Alexander Howard, senior editor at Lonely Planet. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.